bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Cop attacks a woman in a, on a dark road. We'll give you that story in a little while, but first to the phone calls. It's Shane in Georgia on the Amp Line. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Got a local story from government waste.
Oh, boy.
All towns close to us. Basically, what it was, a recreation department director somehow got in the budget to build a radio station.
Okay.
So it's a pretty small town. It's a fast-growing town in county, but it's still a small town.
Got it. I think I've heard of this guy's station, but go ahead.
Okay. It's an AM station, and it's going to do local sports and stuff like that, but it's some kind of new technology, and the signal didn't travel very far. And the internet stream they had set up, very few people would listen to it. What it boiled down to, the budget to begin with, I think, was close to $100,000, something ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And from last year, from July to December, they had income of a little over $9,000, and they spent out $151,000. And so basically, I think it was last week, the guy went before the council and said it's time to sell it to a private owner.
Hmm.
And so the council was telling him, I believe the mayor told him, said, I wouldn't beat myself up over this, and I appreciate you thinking outside the box and stuff like that. And any other business, this guy has just been fired and humiliated.
So wait a minute. Are they going to sell it, or is the town council saying, oh, don't beat yourself up, we'll keep running it? What was that?
I think they are going to sell it, but I think they were just sort of patting him on the back, you know, trying to make him not feel too bad about it.
Now, what was the purpose of the station? Wasn't it to inform about public works projects or something? What was the purpose of it?
I don't know. I don't know if that was the case or not. I know they broadcasted some local sports and stuff like that. There's another town that's like a big rival in sports across maybe 7 miles from them. They have a local station, does stuff like that.
Mm.
And they've been in business, a private station, of course, and they've been in business probably maybe 50 years. But this deal here, I don't know if they were going to broadcast, like you said, public works and stuff like that. It might have been some of it. I think it's just mainly local news and, you know, local shows.
So you never even bothered listening, huh?
No. I couldn't pick it up. Well, I could pick it up on the internet stream, I guess, but it wasn't something I was interested in.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, how could government program something that's really worth watching? I mean,
exactly.
Have you ever seen any of those government channels on on cable?
Yeah, that's some exciting
stuff. It's just awful. It's like I'd rather have a lobotomy.
Exactly. But I thought y'all guys might find that interesting to go into business. And,
$9,000 in, $150,000 out. That'll work.
Yeah, not to mention what they got to start the station to begin with.
Which was how much?
I can't remember the number. I want to say it's at least in the tens of thousands, maybe even more of that.
Yeah.
Maybe above 100,000.
Probably right. Amazing.
It would be hard to start a radio station without at least $100,000.
Yeah, well, they projected, I forget the numbers on this, when they first got them to pass it or whatever, they had projected they were going to bring in, I want to say, $30,000 a month in advertising.
Of course they were. Look, I ran a in a probably a larger town than you were.
Yeah, what's
Florida?
What's the population of where you live?
It's in Jefferson. I want to say it's I guess over 10,000, but the county is actually one of the fastest growing counties in the whole nation.
Well, fastest growing is great for where you live, and that'll be good for the businesses, but today is what advertisers are concerned with when they're advertising.
Sure, and you said you couldn't even hear the signal.
And I was in a town of 300,000 with a neighboring town of 200,000, and I had a radio station there, and it was on the AM dial, and I never brought in $30,000 in a month. I'm not saying an AM can't, but that projection is blue sky.
Right. And they actually blamed it. This, when it finally boiled down to it, one of the reasons they said it didn't, or the guy said it didn't succeed was, he said they couldn't sell ads because of the negative publicity in the local paper. So he blamed it on them, but they weren't succeeding. So.
Oh, there's always going to be an excuse. Great call tonight, Shane. Thank you for it, dude. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. So, you know, just think about it, though. This guy, whoever the department head was that proposed this idea, came in front of the city council and said, guys, we can make $30,000 in a month on this. This is a great idea.
Let's
and we can
do this.
And we can inform the community about the goings-on of our wonderful government programs. This is a perfect opportunity. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, yeah, and who cares if nobody likes it? They've got to pay us anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly the thing. Right. None of these people who had this grand idea lost any money. Whereas, Ian, if you and I had the great idea of buying some radio station for $100,000 and we thought we could make $30,000 a month,
yeah,
we would lose a buttload of money in this process.
Yeah.
I, however, would have you sent to a psychiatrist if you thought that you could do that.
By the way, though, it doesn't cost $100,000 to start a radio station. It might cost you $100,000 in FCC fees. I don't know how much they charge for their application fees and their permits and their nonsense. So I can't speak to that. But the actual equipment that you need to get a bare-bones radio station up and running?
Not that much. But I bet you do spend $100,000 in FCC fees.
Probably right. If not the first year, it wouldn't be long. But if you want to go out, you can get a there's actually, if you want to do it legally, because you can do it two ways. You can go pirate, and then you're risking the FCC literally coming in with an armed raid on your home or wherever it is you're running the station out of. Or you can try it the legal way, and there are some options out there. There's a little hundredth of a watt transmitter.
A hundredth?
Yeah. 100 milliwatts is what it is.
So it's a tenth of a watt. Okay.
That might be a tenth. You're right. Tenth of a watt transmitter out there that's called the Rangemaster. And I've heard good things about it. You know, really what's most important is your antenna.
It's legal.
Yeah.
That is legal. Yeah, if you put it in on 1610 or 1620 on the dial.
Yeah, it's up for the upper range of the dial for like 1500 or above on AM. A tenth of a watt on FM isn't going to do anything. But a tenth of a watt on AM, you could actually get, you know, like a miles coverage. And a small town situation like he was talking about with 10,000 people living in it, you really don't need much more than that. In fact, there's one operation that's taken several of these transmitters and essentially daisy-chained them together via microwave link, and they've put them all across the city that they're in. So they've actually managed to cover the entire city with these little transmitters. So people have been getting very creative in the world of legal broadcasting. You don't have to ask the FCC for permission to run this particular unit. And reception reports have been surprisingly okay, considering the low wattage. It's more probably of a hobbyist thing, but nonetheless, it's $1,000 for that transmitter, and then, you know, a few $1,000 in computing equipment and other audio sources, and you've got yourself a radio station.
The thing is when you look at the FCC fees, and you suppose you bought 10 of these transmitters you're talking about, what was it, $10,000 a piece?
$1,000 a piece.
$1,000 a piece for a 10, how tall?
Tenth of a watt.
Tenth of a watt, 3-meter antenna?
I don't recall the antenna height. I'm sure.
So when you're talking about those costs, you can cover even a large city geographically for less money than you could start a radio station on the AM dial.
Just for the fees, just for the
right.
FCC fees.
You'd be on 1610 and 1620 on the dial, which all radios and cars get. I mean, it's not the most desirable position, but the really big boys have the low end.
That's true. So it's doable. I just wanted to throw that out to you. Let's go to Sam in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Since y'all are talking shop, I want to say ask if you guys listen to the news during the break at all. And I want to say it would be nice to hear some pro-liberty-minded news rather than the pro-state.
Yeah, that sure would be nice. That
and
would be a business opportunity,
consider,
Sam.
Yes, you can start the pro-liberty news radio news network.
Well, I sort of am, but would you guys consider using your leverage as the number one station on GCN to push for that?
I think Ted Anderson, who is the head guy over at GCN, he's a very liberty-friendly man. I've met him in person, hell of a nice guy. Obviously, he supports Free Talk Live. We've been on his network now for over 3 years. In fact, mm-hmm. I found out during the break, I had suspicions about this, but I'd never actually talked to Ted explicitly. But the Ron Paul Air Corps that we mentioned last hour, Ted Anderson, the man who owns GCN and Midas Resources, is also the major backer behind the Ron Paul Air Corps as well. I think it was his idea.
Oh.
So I mean, he's a liberty-friendly guy, and I understand that the news he gets, if you're listening to Free Talk Live via our live stream, you hear this news. If you're listening via radio station, you don't, because stations override the news with, like, CNN or ABC News or one of those, you know, AP News, the bigger names in news. But what GCN basically does is they yank that news off of another satellite network called the USA Radio Network. They put it in their recording system, and then they play it back. Sometimes it gets a little stale. bail. So really, they're just playing that back just to fill the airtime. So I would think they'd absolutely be open to the idea of having a regular newscast inserted, something they could insert into their broadcast. I think so.
See,
so
yeah, I know you might have
been calling about something else. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. Still to come, a cop attacks a woman on a dark road. We'll give you the story. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there with over 1,500 pages. created by listeners just like you. Get interactive. It's free, of course. That's wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. We go back to Sam in Texas. Sam, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay, so y'all have been talking about the Ron Paul campaign a lot lately, and I feel like a lot of people have kind of given up hope or lost all hope.
What gives you that impression?
People's, the excitement level that was there before the primaries really started, it just doesn't feel the same when people
are you gauging that based on going to see people in person, on the internet? What are you gauging that on?
From everything from the calls into FTL to, you know, the meetup group emails that are going back and forth. I'm involved in a pretty active meetup group here in Dallas. And I think a lot of people are kind of just giving up, not participating as much. They felt like maybe he had a chance of really winning before, and now that's gone.
That's true.
So, well,
I can see how some of these returns on the primary nights can be a little sobering for people that got a little too excited.
Absolutely. And I saw some emails that were very interesting about their strategy, and I thought it was worth calling in to bring up.
Okay.
It has to do with delegates. And one of the things, I didn't know anything about this because, you know, I'm like you, I don't really care much about the whole political process, but the candidates who drop out of the race, those delegates still go to the convention, apparently, and they are pretty much up for grabs as far as who they vote for.
Okay.
And so Ron Paul's strategy is really to target those guys, use the grassroots network to explain the message of liberty to those people and get them to vote for Ron Paul, even though, you know, he may have not received the highest percentage or whatever. There's a chance that he could still win some states that he came in second or third or something along those lines then.
Okay.
For the first time since 1952, the Republican will be having a brokered convention, which means there's no clear-cut winner going into the convention. Mm-hmm. So it is still up for grabs.
Yep. There's the entire two delegates that Giuliani had up to this point. and, well, everybody else is still in.
Well, Huckabee may be out of money by the time the convention comes.
I hear he's out of money now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if there's one thing about the message of liberty, once people get it and internalize it and begin to understand it, there's really no going back to, you know, where they came from.
I agree. Though there have been some people who've claimed to go back, but they're very few and far between.
Yep. Can I give you my prediction for up to the end of the race?
No, goodbye.
What? Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right, Republicans are really worried about losing to Democrats. McCain's clearly coming out as a front runner. I'm thinking they'll go to war with Iran shortly before the election, drum up the war vote and, you know, the fear mongering, mm-hmm. in hopes that it's going to push McCain into the White House.
Now, they've certainly been rattling the saber for Iran for a while now, and old George Bush only has a little bit more time to do whatever he's going to do. So your prediction might be accurate, Sam. I hope you're wrong.
Me too.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. Back to his point about Ron Paul people burning out. Obviously, this is going to happen. We've talked about it in the past. We tried to do our best to prepare our listeners for it. And despite the fact that we discussed it very explicitly on this show multiple times, despite that fact, a number of our listeners still felt that that burnout factor. Some of them dropped out entirely.
I felt it for a day or two, I can tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's real, and it's something that people really have to prepare themselves for and really try to get some perspective. But I can understand that people that are completely new to this movement, the Liberty Movement, people that are totally new to where Ron Paul is their first candidate they've gotten excited about, well, I can understand how it'd be difficult to have that perspective that I'm talking about. And that perspective is to look at the Ron Paul campaign and compare it to what has come before. To compare Ron Paul to Harry Brown and compare him to Michael Badnarik and some of these other libertarian presidential candidates of the past and how effective they were. Harry Brown was a very effective speaker, a very effective communicator. When Harry Brown got on a TV show, he knocked it out of the park. Every single issue, anybody that he was pit against, Harry Brown just kicked butt.
He wasn't a Republican, though.
But he wasn't a Republican, and so he barely ever got on television. He barely ever got any news coverage.
So we've learned from this now.
Barely ever got votes.
So we need more liberty-oriented candidates to get back into the Republican Party.
I don't think it just has to be the Republican Party. I don't necessarily agree with that viewpoint. I think that you have libertarians who have discovered freedom from all across the political spectrum, and I think they'd be just as it'd be just as interesting to have them work inside the Democratic Party as well. There is the Democratic Freedom Caucus, and I think that there's an activist around here that makes a very persuasive point. And I'd love to hear people discuss it at 800-259-9231. But his point is that he thinks that liberals are a more natural constituency to persuade over to liberty, in that they want to help people, right? That's their whole deal. Oh, they want to help the poor and the underprivileged. And we want that, too. I want people to be helped out when they need help, you know, provided they really need the help. I want clean air to breathe. I want clean water to drink. So these are all things that are attainable by the free marketplace, and it's something that, if you're dealing with an open-minded liberal, you should be able to explain to them how it is that the marketplace can provide all these things that they're looking for and provide them on a voluntary basis. And we know how liberals recoil back in fear when they come to the realization that what they've supported has actually been coercion, that what they've been supporting has been violence, and they're not really interested in that so much. Whereas the Republicans, and again, we're generalizing here. Obviously, there are ripe prospects in both parties. Ripe. And I think the ripest prospects are not Republicans or Democrats. I think the ripest prospects are the people that are saying things like, I've never voted, or I can't stand the political parties. But nonetheless, these prospects are everywhere. But in general, a lot of the Republican types tend to be the law and order types. It's a nation of laws. We got to enforce our laws. That's the problem here. It's not the problem. We need more laws. We just need to enforce the ones we have. No, we don't need to enforce the ones we have. We need to get rid of the ones that we have. But that's not the mentality of a number of them. They want to enforce the law, and they've got that, you know, law mentality, and that's kind of hard to break through if that's what their mindset is.
Well, I think it's a matter of making the distinction between constitutional natural law and all the baloney, all the laws that have been stacked on top that basically keep us in chains.
I think it's important to make that distinction, but a lot of these people believe the law is the law, and it doesn't matter what the law says, it must be obeyed. That's the mentality that I find
those
most
kind of people would have thrown Jews in ovens and concentration camps.
And we've heard from those people. They've called this show. They're
sure
really out there.
Yeah.
So I think those people are going to be the most difficult to persuade over. And I'm not saying there aren't authoritarians in the Democratic Party. I'm not saying any of that stuff. Obviously talking in total generalities here, but it's I just said it was kind of a persuasive point that he was making.
Sure.
So 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. We continue here in moments. Martin's on the line. We'll get to him and talk to you about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Still to come. We might talk about the IRS and what they've had to say about the Wesley Snipes trial. This is kind of interesting. Some of the quotes from these bureaucrats as to why Americans should continue to obey. We might get to that. And also the story about the cop attacking a woman on a dark road at night. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and grab them up right there on the front page. Free for the taking. That's freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses too. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of, that's SavvyRest.com. Continuing with your phone calls, it's Martin calling from somewhere, the Reagan Library? Martin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. I'm at the President Reagan Library in Simi Valley outside the debates right now.
Oh, okay. Right now it makes sense. I didn't even know where the debates were being held. Okay.
Yeah, we got about, gosh, how many do you say, 300-400 Ron Paul supporters out here?
That's amazing.
And about six Huckabee supporters and, and about a dozen Romney.
Really? Now, wait a minute. Are you exaggerating?
No, I'm not exaggerating. No, you could watch it on tonight on YouTube or watch pictures. Yeah, there was some very persistent Huckabee people, and Ronnie people are more well-mannered. And but otherwise, all Ron Paul out here. It's great.
What about the McCain people? Is there anybody out there for him?
I didn't see a single McCain person. I saw one McCain sign on a free overpass on the 118 on the way here. But other than that,
Do you think that is? Do you think that's because his supporters are all over the age of 65 and they just can't get out of bed or something?
Maybe. Someone said there was a McCain supporter. I didn't see him. But
amazing. So how was this promoted, this meetup? I mean, was it on the Internet? Is that how you found out about this?
Yeah, people are starting to leave right now, but I heard about it on the meetup group. I'm a member of the Pasadena. It actually was the very first meetup out of all of them, but that's how I heard about it.
Here's a question that that I have for you, because we just talked with Sam in Texas a few moments ago, and he told us the impression he had gotten is that people have been burned out on the Ron Paul campaign. Not all of them, but a number of them have. They've lost their enthusiasm. You sound like you've been in the meetup groups. You're certainly around a number of them who are obviously enthusiastic right now. But what about the people that you've encountered outside of tonight's event, prior to tonight? Have you seen that burnout factor? Have you seen people losing their enthusiasm?
Everybody's going crazy. I know a lot of people. There's two issues, in my opinion. The first one is the 9/11 questions. I understand a lot of people I know who are Ron Paul supporters are also 9/11 truthers. I'd say about 90%. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were miffed when Ron Paul distanced himself. But when he got even worse and said it's ludicrous and ridiculous, that upset a lot of people. Not enough to stop supporting him, but I think it did bother them. And then with the New Hampshire vote fraud going on, and then Ron Paul didn't demand a recount, I saw a lot of Ron Paul people upset about that, and that was kind of the second straw. And then, you know how the money bomb he got $6 million, and then after that it was only 1.8.
Well, I can see the 1.8 was they were only asking for $10, not $100 from the people that were contributing that day. So that probably was the major factor there. And that other money bomb just wasn't promoted as effectively. I, of course, agree that Ron Paul should absolutely distance himself from the 9/11 truth thing, because it's really completely irrelevant to his campaign and to spreading the message of liberty. So I can understand why people are always looking to get upset at something. And I think it's sad that that's something that that made those people upset. And in regards to the recount, I mean, really, we're going to talk about that here in a moment, because Wayne showed me a very interesting video during the break about the New Hampshire the New Hampshire balloting process and how corrupt it is. So I could understand that Ron Paul wouldn't necessarily want to throw his supporters' money down the well of the New Hampshire recount, because that would have had to have been money coming out of the Ron Paul campaign for them to pay for that. And, you know, they've got better things to spend their money on than that. So
we've seen with the recount that it hasn't done much good. Essentially, the numbers are about 0.05% different. Of course, there's a video up, Wayne, we were just looking at.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment. Martin, thanks for the call tonight. Have fun out there, okay?
I still support Paul. I support his decision, so he's a great guy.
Obviously. You're out there on the corner.
Thanks for the call tonight and keep up the good work. 800-259-9231. If he's not exaggerating, that's pretty amazing. 400 Ron Paul supporters, 12 Romney supporters, and a handful of Huckabees. McCain nowhere to be seen.
I've heard a similar story in one of the previous Florida debates, I think the one in St. Petersburg, where there was actually a big boat out in the harbor with Ron Paul signs on it. There were airplanes flying above. There were all these people, and
amazing, and
there were hardly anybody was hardly anybody there for any of the other candidates. When we were in Nashua a few weekends ago, how many McCain supporters did you see there? He was staying at our hotel.
Oh, I don't know. There was a number of them outside.
There were a few.
But then again, it wasn't an event where other candidates were around, so it's not a fair comparison. Let's talk about this video, because you showed it to me during the last couple of breaks. And we were, last night, we were analyzing some of the reasons why Ron Paul hasn't been doing as well as many people might have thought he was going to do. And of course, one of the major reasons is just lack of coverage. I mean, the average person still doesn't know who Ron Paul is. You'd have to be a political junkie to know who Ron Paul is. But and there are some other reasons as well, like, for instance, wasted voter syndrome is pretty heavy duty in that even if they do know who Ron Paul is, if they think he can't win, they're not going to vote for him. There's that mentality that we have to get over. But then there's also this really kind of spooky scam going on when it comes to the voting situation, at least here in New Hampshire, and I'm sure there's similar scams going on across the country. What is it that blackboxvoting.com, or is it .org?
Something like that.
Blackbox voting organization.
.org, actually.
They look into voter fraud. What is it they've uncovered here in New Hampshire?
Well, there's a term called the chain of custody, and when the ballots are counted for the first time, they're put in boxes, evidently, and they're filed away someplace supposedly safe. And then if there's a recount, they take them out, and they've got to actually be accounted for at all times. And there has to be a chain of custody so somebody knows exactly where they are. And the state police are supposed to transport them. They're supposed to go in a vault. And a woman from blackboxvoting.org named Bev Harris, who actually, I guess they did a HBO documentary called Hacking Democracy, has been following this issue. And she came up here with cameras and started interviewing the Secretary of State of New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And she got a camera in the face of quite a few bureaucrats and politicians.
One of them did
here.
Not like the questions at all. He did not appreciate her being there and, in fact, called some guards on her, apparently.
Yes. And she was showing how the seals that they use to seal the boxes just peel right off like a stick-em note. You can put it right back on.
I thought that was the most revealing portion of this video, that these New Hampshire executive, the administrators behind the Secretary of State, the people that handle the voting process, that they were claiming that these boxes were sealed. Now, she gives the definition of seal. And now this is the regular definition, right? This is our dictionary definition that means that, you know, when you seal something, you're supposed to, if you remove the seal, it's supposed to be evident that the seal has been broken. You know, when you buy the bottle of mouthwash and it says check to make sure the seal hasn't been broken?
Right.
That's the purpose of the seal, is to see if someone's been tampering with the mouthwash, or in this case, the votes. But it turns out the seal that they have is essentially the stickiness on the backside of it. It's a sticker. But it's more of a tackiness than a stickiness. It's not really an adhesive as much as it is just a post-it note style thing where you can just put it on something and take it right back off.
I watched it myself, and I couldn't believe that this was what they were talking about as the seal. But really, they put the seal on, then pulled off, then put it back on, pulled it off. It was. I think they did it at least two times, if they didn't do it three times, right there on the video. This is not a seal.
Nope. It's a sticker that's not even as adhesive as a regular sticker. It's a big post-it note is what it is. And so the point here is that it doesn't matter whose hands these boxes are in, wherever the chain of custody is, anybody that has this box can rip that sucker right off, open it up, put in whatever he's going to put in, take out whatever he's going to put out, and put the seal right back on. I mean, who could possibly look at a process like that and say, oh, yeah, that's fine. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a true seal, you'd be able to tell, because when you start to peel it off, it would either rip or...
It'd start to tear the box.
Tear the box, exactly.
Leave some of the seal on the box. There'd be some evidence of tampering. Not so with this.
In fact, they all started laughing in the video when she peels it off, puts it back on.
Mm-hmm.
They're all laughing hysterically because it's pathetic.
Well, yeah, it's sort of funny in that, oh, geez, it's that bad. It's really that easy for vote tampering to go on in this country. So even without the electronic voting, even with hand ballots, the process is full of holes. And, of course, it's anonymous. It's anonymous voting, so you don't know one ballot from another. There's no way to identify whose ballot is whose.
Sounds like a crime against humanity.
Voting?
Yes. Well, vote
voting
tampering
could be considered a crime against humanity. More on the way. 800-259-9231. Lysander Spooner, I think, continues to be vindicated in his thoughts. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available on iTunes.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of features. We give them all away. There's other radio talk shows. They want to charge you for accessing their website. We do it for free, so enjoy all those features. And if you like the show, want to help us out a little bit, then join the AMP program. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Become Free Talk Live Amplifier. For as little as $3 a month. Now, the purpose is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty. Plus, you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, here's a story I've been talking about tonight, haven't yet had a chance to get to. So here it is from Disloyal Opposition. That's a blog at Tusil.com. On the night of July 29th, Debor Roberts, a Sinhalese-born American citizen living in Cottonwood, Arizona, was driving home from her job as a nurse's aide at an assisted living center located in the village of Oak Creek. Along one of the roads, a beaverhead flat road, an unlit, unpopulated route through the desert, she suddenly saw flashing lights in her rearview mirror.
Uh-oh.
Fearful of stopping on a deserted stretch of pavement, and I think that's a very legitimate fear to have. You don't know who's got those lights on behind you. I mean, you might think it's a cop, but you might not know for sure, especially if it's dark out.
But there's certainly been instances where people have been posing as police officers and instances where police officers have done some very strange things.
Yeah, the actual police officers, exactly. So fearful of stopping there, especially in light of recent reports, apparently she'd heard of criminals impersonating police, she decided to proceed to a populated area before stopping the car. The nearest such area being Cornville, an unincorporated settlement along the road to Cottonwood. She slowed her car to acknowledge the flashing lights and continued to drive.
Yeah, I think that sometimes the cops just don't get that, the slowing of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if I'm slowing down and you're behind me and you've got your lights on, I know you're there.
Right.
I want to go to someplace that's safe and off the road, or I want to go someplace that's safe and populated, or whatever. I've never thought of the populated thing, but I don't want to stop my car in the middle of a highway.
I think the cops get it. I think they just hate it. I think they hate it because you're not obeying. When they put those lights on, they believe that you should pull over ASAP, as soon as possible, and to them that means right now. I think it just really it really grinds at them that you have the gall to continue moving forward.
Disobey.
Yeah, as his cherries are going off, if you will. So I think that's what it is, because there was one time I was getting pulled over, and I wanted to do the same thing. I wasn't in a non-populated area. I just wanted to pull off the damn road. Because I hate it when the cops pull people over, and if you got a two-lane road, the cops pull somebody over just in the right lane, just to take up an entire lane of traffic for no reason whatsoever beyond the fact that they didn't want to travel another 100 feet to go and pull into a parking lot. So that was what my intention was to pull down a side road or pull into a parking lot, something else. But the guy, you know, ran right up on me, basically. I mean, he got his, you know, turned his lights on, started flashing them at me, and he was tailgating me. I mean, just being a real jerk.
Because I don't understand. Why wouldn't they want to be in a parking lot, too? Where, I mean, you
less
see,
likely of an accident.
You can see videos over and over on the internet of cops getting creamed
sure.
out there on the interstate. And, you know, busy roads, I don't know why they would want to be there.
It doesn't make sense to me. If you're a law enforcement officer listening in, you want to chime in on this, would love your expertise, 800-259-9231.
And do you remember there was a defect in the Ford Crown Victorias where if they got hit from behind, they exploded?
I knew that was
true
on
the Crown Vic.
Yeah, the Crown Vic's, where the gas tank was located, was behind the rear axle, and when those got rear-ended,
wow.
If the cops were actually in the car when it happened, they couldn't open the doors either, and the thing would explode, and they were stuck in it. So,
I did not hear about that. I knew it was the Pinto, but I didn't know about the Crown Vic. Anyway, so the police department itself, one of the not the exact location where she was located, but a nearby police department, offers the following advice on its website. If you're in doubt about the vehicle with flashing red and blue emergency lights that is attempting to stop you, there are several things you can do. If in an isolated area, continue to a public place that is well lighted. While doing this, obey all traffic laws and do not speed up to get there, which is what she was doing. If you have a cellular phone, you can use it safely and can use it safely. Call the police and let them know that an unmarked vehicle is attempting to stop you. Now, that's presuming it's an unmarked vehicle. You know it's an unmarked vehicle. If it's nighttime, it can be pretty darn difficult to see the markings, especially with the lights going off and the cop with his damn spotlight reflecting in your rearview mirror. You can't see anything when your vision's blown out like that. So she decided to play it safe and slowly proceed ahead until she got to somewhere where she thought things would be a little safer. Anyway, on that particular road, well before the populated area, Sheriff Sergeant Jeff Noonan, apparently tired of waiting for Roberts to reach a settled area. Like I said, these people are very impatient. So, while he was in fact a real police officer, he now proceeded to justify every fear an American might have about rogue cops. He raced his cruiser in front of Roberts' car, forcing her off the road. He then smashed her driver's side window in with his baton, grabbed a cell phone that she was using to check his identity. Accounts begin to vary at this point. While police deny it, the press has reported that Noonan dragged Roberts from her vehicle, threw her to the ground, and handcuffed her while driving a knee into her back.
Wow, roid rage sounds like to me.
All of this because she was going 15 miles over the speed limit on a deserted rural road. Roberts' treatment has been unsurprisingly controversial in Arizona's Verde Valley. In a sparsely settled area not known for protests of any kind, 30 supporters showed up at her December 31st scheduled conference in the judge's courtroom in Prescott. This was the second such hearing since all charges against Roberts had previously been dropped back in November. Roberts faces two felony charges. Felonies! Unlawful flight from a law officer and resisting arrest. Resisting arrest? Well, apparently Sergeant Noonan injured himself while breaking into Roberts' car. So because the guy cut his hand on the glass or whatever it was he did to himself while being so violent, he's claiming that was an injury that this lady caused, who's a nurse at an assisted living facility.
Good Lord.
But Sergeant Noonan doesn't stand alone. Yavapai County Sheriff Steve Woe may be many things, but disloyal to his troops isn't one of them. Amidst mounting protests and public outrage, Sheriff Woe held a press conference on January 15th to defend his hot-headed officer's abuse of a scared woman on a lonely road. He voiced his full support for Officer Noonan, faulting the sergeant only for cutting off Roberts to force her to the side of the road. Woe also implied that Roberts, the victim here, was chemically impaired, the first time such an allegation has surfaced long months after she was taken into custody, and one that has never surfaced in the form of formal charges. So this is the sheriff just bad-mouthing this woman.
If she was chemically impaired, shouldn't she be charged with that? I mean,
they have no evidence. It's just him bad-mouthing her character. In other words, smashing Robert's car window and dragging her out of a vehicle because he was impatient is A-OK by the good sheriff. And this is not a surprise. This is so typical. The sheriff and the police constantly close ranks whenever one of their own is in trouble, and they 99 out of 100 times will back him all the way. Back him all the way, even with evidence pointing to obvious corruption. Obvious stepping out of line, out of their jurisdiction, out of their purview of what they are supposed to be doing with the public. The sheriff backs him up. Oh, he's following policy. Everything's fine. Ms. Roberts now faces felony convictions in prison time, all because she was scared by an unexpected confrontation on a dark and deserted road. As it turned out, she had more reason to be afraid than she knew. Sergeant Noonan is still roaming the roads of Yavapai County, comfortable in the knowledge that he can abuse innocent people and still enjoy the support of Sheriff Steve Woe. And the people of the county? Well, we're all advised, well advised, to approach any encounter with a sheriff's deputy with the idea that we'll have to fight in self-defense. Sometimes vicious thugs don't impersonate police officers. They are police officers. 800-259-9231. Unfortunately, there is no shortage of these stories.
Yeah, you know, I'm not even shocked anymore.
Well, speaking of shocked, there was another story. I don't have it in front of me, but did you hear about the guy that got shocked while he was on his bicycle?
No.
Somebody, a cop tasered a man who was bicycling away from him. So it never ends. The corruption is just, it's endemic.
You know, this is, laughing, I understand we might sound insensitive, but it's kind of like...
It's nervous laughter.
Yeah, it's gallows humor, you know. It's so pathetic and so morbid that what's left to do but laugh?
Really?
Not funny.
It's not. It's sick. Yeah. And it's amazing how these cops get away with it time and time again. The only time the cops don't get away with it is when there's a video camera present and the cops somehow don't manage to seize the tape. If there's an audio recording device present.
Yeah, I wish there was a videotape.
You can bet the cop has a tape.
Available. Yeah, right. And I wonder why that's not out. If she was impaired, shouldn't that be on the videotape? Make an accusation like that.
My camera was malfunctioning that night. I'm afraid we don't have that to release to you.
After ramming her car, maybe the camera was at the wrong angle. If his camera was his car was in front of her, then his camera wouldn't have picked it up because I think the cameras aren't.
That's true. It's dashboard. Yeah.
Yes, dashboard.
So his car would have been probably on the driver's side or slightly in front of the vehicle.
How convenient!
Amazing. 800-259-9231. The IRS, Wesley Snipes, your phone calls are waiting. We'll get to you as well. 800-259-9231. Kevin, Scott, all coming up here in moments. And hour number three, you can take control of the airwaves as well and bring up whatever's on your mind. Be very careful with those cops out there. They are dangerous. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are you concerned?